This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Amy Marks Corps' Chris Ranji. It is 104.1 FM KMOX, and we have been following closely the development happening at the Chesterfield Mall site. Well, one phase of that, the first one, is complete, and we move on to the next as we get closer and closer to the development of the downtown Chesterfield area. Also, coming up is the first ever Big League Bash benefit concert with Adam Wainwright happening at the Factory, and that's happening on Sunday. So to talk about that with us, the president of the Steinberg Group, it is Michael Steinberg with us now on KMOX. Good to talk to you, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show today.
So Amy is very upset.
Well,
and she needs to tell you about it.
Well, I grew up going to Chesterfield Mall. I started an ill-fated campaign called Save Chesterfield Mall. But I started it after I realized it was already knocked down. So people said I was a little late.
So, Michael, first of all, here's the question. Is it too late to save Chesterfield Mall?
Yeah.
Well, it is a little late, but we're going to reimagine it to something even better. Everything has a life cycle. And, you know, Amy, I hear this all the time. I grew up in Chesterfield. I went to the mall. I was a mall walker. It reminds me, I grew up in Omaha, and there was a mall called the Crossroads Mall. I watched it being built, and it's been torn down today, and I had the same feelings you had. How could that happen?
Yeah.
What happened to the time? But that happens.
It does, but I will say this, which I'm really glad about the new downtown Chesterfield development, is that the mall is not being knocked down and turned into something depressing and unusable, you know, because that happens where it's just an empty space or a storage facility, but you're actually, you know, bringing life to the area again, which I think is exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And we're going to try to make something even better and make something that will the region will be proud of, and that Chesterfield will be proud of. And I feel that this is an opportunity to show people this isn't just tearing something down and putting some apartments up or putting some offices in, but it's a well thought out opportunity to really reimagine what this area can be.
So the phase we are now entering is going to last about a year to a year and a half. What is going to happen over this period? Because it's not going to be finished by the end of next year, completely finished. But so this will be a process. So what does happen over the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, we're going to grade the entire site, and we're going to put all the roads in. We have redo the ring road that goes around Dillard's all the way around. It's 1.25 miles. It's going to have a bike path on it. It's going to have a walking path on it. We're going to put all the interior roads in. We're going to put all the landscaping in. We're going to put all the lighting in. A lot of the art, the entrances will be done. But more important, the 3.3 acres park right in the middle will be completed, so people can see the vision of what's going to happen. So that's going to take probably anywhere from 12 to 18 months, and it depends on the weather. We're all sweating today, but it does get sometimes cold and rainy in St. Louis, so we got to pay attention to that. So hopefully by the fall of 2026 or the spring, I'm sorry, of 2026 or the spring of 2027, we'll be complete with this project, part of the project. And it's about a $35 to $40 million investment that we're making to just develop everything I mentioned above.
When you mentioned the roads, and since you did, I'll ask you about this. I know there was some concern from residents in the general area that there could be an issue with traffic, that they are worried about more of that, or that it would be unmanageable. What is being done to make sure that isn't going to be a problem for the residents already there?
So we have plans that we submitted to MoDOT and the county and the city that were approved. We are not obligated to do any of the road improvements until we have 1,200 residential units. However, that's not how we operate at TSG. We want to get ahead of it. And we have started submitting additional plans right away so that we can start the road improvements sometime in the spring. It's mainly on Clarkson Road. And I think everybody will be happy with that. We have a plan that will not impede traffic, but only enhance traffic. Our traffic that we're going to generate from the project is going to be less than what was generated when the mall was there.
I know the Steinberg Group has done a lot of development. And in your career, where does this rank as far as size? Because from a regular resident's perspective, it looks like a massive undertaking.
It's probably the largest project I've ever been involved in. I've been involved in two large projects, you know, the Chesterfield Commons that I started in 1993. And then I did a project outside of Denver called Prairie Center. But this really ranks to the top. And this probably be my largest project that I'll ever do. I'm going to celebrate 50 years of being in the real estate business May 18th of next year. So I think this is my, not final, but it might be the biggest and hopefully the best project that I could ever do.
Yeah, it is. It's a massive undertaking. And just as a quick side note, when you did build Chesterfield Commons in 93, did you have people saying, man, you're crazy. You can't, no one's going to build here in the valley. It's a floodplain.
I heard that from a lot of people. I heard from the residents it was going to cause traffic. It was going to ruin the valley, and I heard it from everybody. And I think I proved everybody wrong. You know, we built the interchange. It was the first private interchange ever built in the state of Missouri. It's an architectural interchange, and so we fixed Chesterfield Airport Road. We fixed the levees. We did a lot of different things for the infrastructure that has made the valley what it is today. And there's always going to be people that say, oh, it's going to fail. It's going to do this. I like that. It gives me motivation to prove them wrong.
Michael Steinberg from the Steinberg Group is with us on KMOX. And I want to return to the valley here in a moment because we'll talk about the factory and the Adam Wainwright event happening on Sunday. But the buildings on the downtown Chesterfield site, the Dillard's building is still there. The Macy's building is still there. Macy's will be renovated and Dillard's is reopening, right? And that will be done by the end of next year. Is that the expectation?
Probably in the spring of 27, should be done. Both of them. They both should be open. And the first floor of Macy's is going to be retail. The second and third floor will be offices. We have a lot of interest from local companies to be in the office of Macy's, and it won't even look like a Macy's. We've been working with the city. We've been working with different tenants to come up with a design that's, I don't call it the IMPAY design, you know, something fancy, but something that will stand this test of time. You know, we want to make sure that in 20 years, people won't come there and say, well, that looks like it was built in 2026.
Right. Not dated. It's not going to look dated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's awesome.
That's correct.
Well, a big weekend, as Ronj said, on Sunday. You have Adam Wainwright headlining the first ever Big League Bash benefit concert at the Factory in Chesterfield, which, by the way, has hosted some unbelievable bands, musicians, comedians, and events since it opened a few years ago.
Yes, it's been one of my proudest developments I've done. You know, I do a lot of philanthropic, and so on the non-philanthropic side, the factory has really exceeded my expectations. I had no idea I would do something like this, and we opened 4 years ago, July 11th, and I think we've now had over 500 concerts, and I think we've had over 200 private events, and I would bet we've had several million people that have been through our doors in that period of time.
And I'll say this, I can speak from experience that you know it's a success when you're pulling people from the city to come out to Chesterfield for concerts, friends who live in Soulard, Lafayette Square, Clayton, whatever it is, heading west to Chesterfield. And that's something that we didn't talk about before. People in Soulard heading to Chesterfield to go to a concert.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends in the city. Yeah. Are constantly going out there.
Oh, yeah, we built it. And, you know, when I did this, a lot of people said, well, that's not a very smart idea. You'll never get these people. And I said, if you know, it's not like the Field of Dreams, but we built it so that it has great parking. It's free parking. We have great security and we have great ingress and egress. So you're not stuck, you know, in a interchange that takes, you know, forever to get out. I think our average time to get out, and we've had some snafus of this, but it's anywhere from 15 to 18 minutes. You know, we had a malfunctioning light one night for the Goose concert. And, of course, I've heard from everybody, well, it took us an extra 15 minutes to get out. Well, I'm sorry, one of the detectors didn't work for the MoDOT, but, we got on it. And what we've created there is, you know, the hub. It creates the place for people to go before, hang out. You know, there's restaurants out there on both sides of the highway. It's really nice, and, you know, we're getting a lot of great acts. This year we'll have 173 concerts, and people say to me all the time, well, what's your favorite concert? I can't keep track of them all, you know? But I am looking forward to Sunday with Adam Wainwright, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the evening kicks off at 5:30. There will be a family-friendly tailgate party. You'll see Ryan Helsley is going to stop by, Steven Matz, along with other St. Louis Cardinals players. Obviously, Fred Bird. There'll be a silent auction, a raffle, games, prizes. Then the performances begin at 7 p.m., and of course, Adam Wainwright will be performing on the main stage as well. So tickets still available, I believe, for Sunday's concert. You can get general admission tickets, balcony seating, or VIP all-inclusive tickets that are still available.
Is bigleagueimpact.org the best place to go? I bet it is.
I believe it is. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. You guys know more than I do, but, you know, it's going to be it's a great – and you know what I like about it? It's really a great for the community and what he's doing to make the world a better place. And, you know, that's one of my missions in life is to see how we can help other people. We didn't get here by ourselves. Adam didn't get here by himself. I didn't get here by myself. And let's see how we can pay back what we've learned and use our expertise to make it a better place.
I'll be there Sunday. It looks like it's going to be a blast. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be there too. Awesome. I'm coming back, so I can't wait.
Casey and the Sunshine Band is coming later in the year.
Oh,
the factory.
That's a fun
OJs
band.
OJs are going to be there.
Nice.
Oh man, there's a big list. Michael Steinberg, we appreciate talking to you and keep us updated on the development. I know we'll be checking back in with you to see how things are going. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for supporting us. And, you know, we'll try to make you proud, and you won't miss the mall in Chesterfield, I promise.
Well,
that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Kenny G's coming December 3rd.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kenny G. Michael, thank you.
Know, you're welcome, guys. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
That is Michael Steinberg, president of the Steinberg Group, with us. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.